Hello, and thank you for calling. For Facebook, press 1. For Instagram, press 2. For Oculus, press 3. For WhatsApp, press 4. For Masquerade, press 5.
Thanks for calling Instagram. We're sorry we're unable to answer your call at this time. For most situations, we are unable to provide phone support.
I think in our generation, cyberbullying is a big problem.
I think that with the growth of the internet and social media, this is something that will only get worse if no one does anything about it.
Cyberbullying has impacted our lives and has affected the lives of so many others.
Hello, my name is Natalie Pieza, and I work together with Carmen Connor and Jesenia Hernandez on the topic cyberbullying. Our central question is, what do major social media companies do in order to limit or try to solve the issue of cyberbullying? Cyberbullying made its way onto the internet during the 1990s, and it continues to impact several individuals' lives today. Because cyberbullying is done over the screen of a phone, laptop, iPad, iPod, or anything capable of transmitting a signal, this allows bullies to act in ways they wouldn't face-to-face. The person that we interviewed requested that their identity be kept a secret, so we will be referencing them as them.
I think in our generation, cyberbullying is a big problem.
The government has a heavy involvement with attempting to make online media sources more positive for everyone. Most states are required to have programs that relate to cyberbullying and the different ways it could be prevented. There is an entire website about different laws that are in place as well as actions being put into place to protect those who are bullied. In our interview, we asked them how cyberbullying affected them, and this is what they said.
When I get social, cyberbullying, it makes me feel weak and worthless and depressed even. I go days without talking to people. I don't talk to no one, not even my family members. I stay quiet most of the time, and then I talk to my counselor, and things get a little bit better.
On October 6, 2010, Instagram was made available to anyone and everyone. Many influencers on Instagram realize the effect cyberbullying has and the way so many people go through this problem on a daily basis.
I kept the bullying a secret for so many years because I genuinely thought that my parents wouldn't understand, or they would blame me, or they would think that I did something wrong. The fact that our young people are not educated on their mental health, on how to help themselves if they are struggling or if they need it, and instead it's stigmatized, and therefore we have issues of self-harm, we have depression, we have suicide, and we have all of these things affecting so many young people today. For those people, those educators and those parents and those young kids and teens that are doing that groundwork every day, thank you.